5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me, I have my wonderful wife, Crystal Ricks. So we're married.
And we're back.
And we have children.
Four.
Ages 2, 4, 6, 8. Two boys, two girls.
That we appreciate.
Oh!
I just have to do that every single time.
Well, maybe I should stop doing that then. So, but anyway. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How was your week?
It was, well, I read two books.
Oh, that's that's good. So
that tells you it's been great.
Yeah, so I don't read that fast, but, you know, that's okay. But, yeah. But some things happened with our children.
So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, stories of the week, obviously, are things that we talk about that we did throughout the week with our kids and maybe, you know, marriage stuff, too. So, because we talk about marriage stuff every once in a while, right?
Yeah, so. But we didn't even go on a date this week. And it was your turn to plan it. Oh, fail.
We went out of town on Saturday. We'll call that date. Boom.
You can't just call that date.
Sure I can.
Because you didn't plan it.
I did it.
Whatever.
I planned it all.
Although technically we were going to hang out this weekend and then I got...
You got sick.
I got like allergy overdrive.
And then you took drugs and then they knocked you out and you're like, bleh.
I know. We were like, we're going to play board games and have a fun night. And then
we played
like,
board games. That's kind of like a date
night. Oh, that one night. Sure. But I planned that. I said, let's play a board game. But yeah, anyway, it was miserable. So.
But so not too much. We'll do better this week. We'll go on a date and report back. And have show you that we have a marriage. But we do have children, and boy, do they always bring us some stories to talk about. So, Crystal always, of course, has more stories to talk about because she spends a lot more time with the kids than I do.
You're just kind of my friendly banter guy.
That's right. I'm just here for the show, guys. You know. But, so honey, tell us about your stories.
All right, well, I'll start with the weirdest one. I don't remember why... You were gone.
Okay.
Why were you gone? You weren't in the house for some reason. So I had to put the kids to bed. And...
Scouts?
Yes.
Was I at Scouts?
Yeah, you're at Scouts. Yep. So I'm putting my girls to bed, tucking them in, and we're being all silly. And I said, good night, my silly gooses. And I kind of ruffle the hair, and I'm walking out of the room, and our four-year-old goes, good night, fatty.
Nice.
And I just stopped, and I was like, what?
What?
And she's like, what? And I was like, Lacey, that's so rude. And she goes, oh, I was calling me fatty.
I'm the fat one, not you, Mom.
And then so I was just like, whatever. That's not a word that we use. But it caught me off guard that I left and I was laughing pretty hard.
But she's the one to use words that we don't, like none of our other kids use.
Yeah,
She uses hate. She's the only one of our kids that say hate.
Have ever used that word.
Like, either I hate it, or I hate you.
Or I hate your voice!
Or I hate your voice.
That was awful. That happened this week.
And
she's yelling at a sibling, I hate your voice!
And it's just like...
She's like a diva.
Well, it's interesting because none of our other kids have ever gone through that. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Which...
Where did it come from?
It makes me blame other people.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not me.
Obviously, we went through two kids, and the third one just is broken, so it's other people's fault.
Right. So I blame you, other
world,
parents.
World. But, so she's kind of our...
But because she has older siblings, she does watch older, like, more mature shows than
it's
they
true.
Ever watch. So maybe she's just picking it up from, like, Monster High or
Harry
Potter. Harry
Potter, yeah. So
anyway... Good night, fatty.
Good night, fatty. That should be the title of our episode. I'm going to write it down right now. Good night, Patty.
That's that one.
Good night.
We should make that a children's book.
Fatty. We should, totally.
Good night, Moon. Good night, Mouse. Good night, Fatty.
Good night, Fatty.
So, yeah, that was fun. The other thing.
Yes.
The other thing was I was, what was I doing? Sitting on the couch or something, probably.
You're probably reading a book.
Probably reading a book. Right. And Jackson's crawling all over me. And I have to go to the bathroom. And so, I know, bathroom story. Shocker. And so, I say, okay, Jackson, do you want to come with me to the bathroom? Because I know he's going to come with me anyway.
Woo! Party in the potty!
I figure if I invite him, then he won't trail behind me crying that I left him.
Or have his hands underneath the door and be like, Mammy!
Yeah. And so, we start walking to the bathroom. And then Lacey goes, wait! I want to come! So, they both come into the bathroom with me. And I have the door open and they're both standing right by me as I'm going. And then Jackson just starts unraveling the toilet paper, gets a wad, crushes it up, and comes to me, tries to push my legs apart so he can wipe me. And I was like, I've drawn the line.
Get out.
Line is drawn. And then it just made me realize, like, wow, I'm still in this. Because our older kids are out of that point. And for a while.
Good. I'm glad.
But it's like, for a little while, I didn't have anyone come to the bathroom with me. Now I'm back, like you said, party in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. So, anyway, I just thought that was funny, because every parent can relate to the child trying to, well, maybe not wipe you, but.
Yeah, weird. Weird. You had another Walmart trip this week.
Oh, I always have a Walmart trip.
How was that?
You know what? Every time I go, I blame Jackson being tired.
Uh-huh.
But I just think he's just a turd.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, because I experienced a little bit because we happened to go out of town, like we mentioned earlier, this weekend. And we went to our favorite store, Barnes & Noble.
What?
And I got to experience a little bit of Jackson there. And I'm like, wow, if Crystal has to deal with this by herself at Walmart, of all places, I feel horrible for her, and I love her for doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was, but he had, like, we call it a face flop with our other kid, but it was kind of like he wouldn't get his way, and he'd just drop down on his knees and then plop his head down on the ground. So he's, like, prostrate on the ground.
It's like praying. Praying on the ground.
Yeah, in Walmart. And so he kept doing that. And at one point, I can't even remember why, but he ran away from us. And, oh, I remember, because he wanted to go to the arcade room, which I hate. Why did they put that bright, sparkly room of joy that, like, beckons to the children?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he wanted to go to the arcade. And I was like, and I told him, I showed them at the beginning, like, here's a quarter. If you're good and stay by mommy, you can get a quarter machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so... So he wanted to go to the arcade to spend his quarter, and I said, not until we're done. And so he just dropped down on the floor and was like, no! To the point where, and you know, I did that like, okay, I'm leaving, and I start walking away.
Which is funny, because we did an episode about, like, things that you shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the things, but we still do it.
I know. Well, because it doesn't faze that kid. He's like a
Team
lump
Team Ricks
of,
for the win.
He's like an emotionless lump of grumpy. And so he's just sitting there going, no, and I'm walking away. And of course, people are so helicopter parents, they automatically think, like, your kid's going to get kidnapped and run away.
Yeah.
I'm like 20 feet away from him, and this Walmart worker comes running over to him and just like, are you okay? And just making sure he doesn't run away. So then I have to go back, and my basket's already at the point where it's like big load, you know, where you have to like... crouch down to turn it because it's so heavy. And so I just say, Lacey, stay by the basket. So I'm like leaving kids all over the place. I run back over and grab him, and he's just screaming in my arms.
You're like, yeah, this one's mine too.
I know. And by the end, all I needed left was to pick up these photos I've been so excited to get. So I'm over in the photo center. No one is over there. And so Jackson's crying, so I give him my phone. Which, he loves technology. I put it on YouTube, and I was like, watch these funny animals. And he's like, no! and then face flops on the ground. So then I'm carrying him around like a sack of potatoes, just flopping around in my arms, crying. I go over to the electronics people and I'm like, can someone please come over to the photos? I just need to get my photos. And the lady who was doing something was like, yeah, I'll be over in just a second. So I go back over and 10 minutes go by with Jackson sitting at my feet crying, laying on the ground because I gave up carrying him.
Yeah.
It was just... And the whole time, I'm like, do you want to watch YouTube?
We get to the point where we just kick him around like a ball instead of carrying him.
It's like, well, there goes my dignity. I don't even care.
That's right. Let's go.
I know. I was seriously...
We should get a cattle prod and just be like...
I was getting to that point where I'm like, I'm just going to open something in the cart and be like, eat it.
I'm just kidding, people. I would not cattle prod my child.
But I would dump food on the ground and be like, eat your snack. Because he kept asking for the cheese. But
yeah.
Anyway, so 10 minutes go by. And I pick up my screaming sack of potatoes, walk back over, and there's another guy at the cash register, and I can't see the girl anywhere. And so I'm like, excuse me, I just need someone to come get my photos. And a girl told me she was coming over there, and she never showed up. And it was, like, snappy for me. I'm usually not so rude.
That's true.
And the girl just happened to be standing right behind him, and she turns around looking so frazzled, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'll be right there. And she had gotten... Somehow, she ended up being a cashier when she wasn't 10 minutes ago. And then so she comes over and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I snapped at you. And I just need my photos. And the whole time, Jack's screaming. And anyway.
You should just stop going to
Walmart. Well, what was funny is halfway through my trip, I'm already like, I hate this place. And you text me and you're like, wow, you haven't texted me anything bad. The kids must be great. And I just send you a picture of Jack laying down on the ground. I was like, third tantrum.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, okay, by the time
we left. You need to stop going to the store.
I know.
Like, just wait until I come home and then leave by yourself and you could have a glorious time.
I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't stressed out.
You might enjoy yourself.
I know. And so he face flopped. About 5 more times after I sent you a text of him face flopping.
Nice.
It was just awful. And I've said this. See, now you might believe me. This is the first kid we've ever had where the people in the store actually look at me like, shut that kid up. He's so annoying. Because usually we always get like, oh, your kids are so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, okay, I got to stop saying, oh, he's tired. I'm like, he's just Brett.
Just like, ignore him. Love. Ignore him. He's a monster.
This is my spawn. So, he's a cute brat, but man, at the store.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Oh, and at the library.
Yeah.
I went to the library.
Bad decision.
I went to the library at the university because, well, anyway, I had to go there. And we're in there, and Jackson starts throwing a fit. I don't remember why. Oh, he wanted his shoes off.
Because he's Jackson.
Yeah, because he's a brat. Like, I already established this. Anyway, so he's throwing a fit, and... So I pick him up, and he's not quite screaming. It was kind of like, like in between whining and screaming.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing.
Scheming.
Scheming. No, it'd be like whinging.
Whinging.
Well, it's whining and screaming.
Weeming.
Weeming. He's weeming. Anyway, so I was with my mom. And my mom's one of those people that just talks to every stranger out there. Like, hey, how are you? You know, just total perky person.
Friendly person.
And so we walk by a girl who's working the catalog desk or whatever, information desk. And she goes, oh, sorry, I bet you're not used to hearing a baby cry at the library. And she just looks at us and she goes, we don't hear that kind of screaming. We're used to studying. And I was like, excuse me.
You should have like held Jackson right in front of her and like I pinched him and be like, how do you like it now?
I know. And my mom didn't hear, so she's like, okay, well, have a good day. And I just like, I don't know. I've been a bad person. I just like rolled my eyes at her and walked out like, well,
you'll understand when you have children.
I know. Don't even judge. When you have kids, I'm going to laugh at you.
So, yep.
Yeah, so you're right. I should just stop going places.
You should.
Except Burger King. He likes that place.
He does like Burger King. Feed him with stuff with preservatives and give him a playground.
I guess my life from now on is going to be confined to fast food.
Nice. That's an awesome life. But, but we did have some good moments.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we really?
So, on Monday, which was a holiday. It was President's Day. The kids did not have school, and we were doing things. And then we got to this point where our kids were bored, right?
Sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I was thinking of Goodnight Moon. I'm sorry. I was laughing at Goodnight Fatty.
Way to stay with your husband there.
Who's bored?
So our children.
Oh, sorry.
And so we're like, well, let's go to Hastings and maybe rent a movie or maybe even rent a video game. And we go to Hastings and we finally rented Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U. Our kids have been wanting to play that for a long time. Heck, I wanted to play it for a long time. And so we rented it, and we took it home, and then we thus proceeded to start playing it. And Crystal was feeling really crummy that day.
Yeah, I've been beaten down by
allergies.
And
so she was just bundled up in her hoodie and her blanket. And
my special couch.
And reading her book. And we're just playing and playing. And then Crystal, like, looks at me and looks at the clock, and then, like, looks at me again. She's like, you guys have been playing for 3 hours.
I had already read, like, half my book.
And I was just like, what? Really?
I know. What's weird, though, is all four kids were playing
all four,
the whole time.
Even the two-year-old. Like,
it was funny.
We were just having a blast. It was awesome. It was so much fun just to play all your favorite Nintendo characters and beat each other up. So it was lots of fun. So and we had the game for the next few days, and so we did play it to its fullest since we rented it. And then we took it back, and it was sad.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
That we do, well, I try to do tea days.
Oh, yes.
Which is technology day. Any day of the week that has a T in it is a tech day. And
which means you can use tech.
Yeah, so any day that doesn't have a T in it means no TV, no tech, no anything.
Yeah.
Except pure, unadulterated fun.
Yes.
And so, the day, 2 days after your big crazy bonanza of Super Smash Brothers, it was a Wednesday, and one of our kids had done something. Oh, he forgot his homework. And so he's like, oh, I guess I can't play a game. And I was like, well, no one's playing games. It's Wednesday. And so I'm sitting on the couch reading, go figure, and all four of the kids are sitting on the other couch. And I just hear him go, you know, those exaggerated,
my life.
Yeah, and I'm like, guys, go do something. And they're like, there's nothing to do. And they're sitting there, and Jay goes, well, there is something that we could do, but I know you're going to say no. And I said, is it Super Smash Brothers? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no. That's a video game. That's tech. And so they're just sitting there, and Jay goes, well, can you tell us something fun to do? And I said, sure, you could pull out some board games. You could take our new box of chalk outside and draw on the sidewalk. You could go out and get our firewood and make a fort. You can climb the trees. You could, and I list like tons of stuff. And she's sitting there thinking about it. And she goes, none of those things sound fun. I wish Daddy was here. Daddy always thinks of fun things to do. And I was like, that's because he plays Super Smash Brothers.
Wow.
Getting offended. Like,
very, very,
whatever.
Very spiteful there.
You stink.
We want Daddy because he plays games with us.
Daddy always thinks of fun things to do. I'm like, whatever. You just like him because he's a tech guy.
That's right.
And then so they sit there a little bit longer, and Grayson's like, well, I'm going outside.
I guess I'll go outside.
So he goes outside, and then Lacey's like, well, I want to go outside, because she does that. And then, so I'm left with one kid sitting on the couch. Jackson had already wandered off to do something. And
he does that.
And she's sitting there just doing that thing. And at this point, I'm thinking, part of me is thinking, I'm her mother. Should I go do something with her? But I really have this thing like, you know what? I don't think I'm being a bad mom in this situation. I think my kids need to be able to entertain themselves. And so I told her, Jay, figure something out. And she goes, well, will you play a board game with me? And I was like, no, you need to figure out what to do. And then so she thinks about it. And she goes, will you please play Quirkle with me? And I was like, no, go do something. And then so she ended up laying down on the couch, like, until you got home.
And then moped.
Yeah, just moping.
Yep.
She didn't, I thought she might fall asleep. But anyway, so that, oh,
Oh, I was going to. So that brings us to our topic of the night, which is, do you, as a parent, always have to be entertaining your children?
Because it sure feels like it.
Nowadays it does, yeah. And so we're just like, because in our mind, before we looked at any articles, we're like, no, I shouldn't have to entertain you the whole time. I entertained myself purely myself growing up. I don't even remember playing games with my mom. So I was just like.
Well, and that's something when Grayson, I think it was when only we had Grayson. I remember I always felt like I needed to do, it's probably because of Pinterest. It's like you have to have sensory bins
sit
with your kid.
It's the parent culture nowadays.
Yeah.
The parent culture is, oh, look at these wonderful crafts and things I've done with my children.
Right. And so I remember talking to my friend about it, and she goes, well, think about it. Do you ever remember your mom, like, sitting down and playing with you?
No.
And I thought about it, and I was like, I don't have a single memory of that.
I don't either.
She goes, exactly. And do you hate your parents?
You know where? You know what I remember doing? I remember going out and playing with my friends. I remember riding my bikes around the town and all that stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
We've talked about this a lot with our helicopter parenting, but but there is this weird push to entertain our kids.
Like, yeah, like people, like, do we have to entertain our kids 24/7? So,
well, like we're saying in this article, they say just a generation ago, most of us spent our time in free play.
Indoors or out.
Yeah, we were always just doing something.
We were doing something that, because we entertained ourselves, and it said cries of boredom were most likely met when we were doing chores for a parent. but
wait, here's what I hate.
Oh,
they're talking about free play. I have to read this because
it
just boils my blood. Anyway, it says today's kids love some of the same activities, but often experience them in completely different ways than their parents. Hide and seek is more likely to take place in a Minecraft battle on the internet. And instead of catching tadpoles, your kid is likely to be tossing Angry Birds at a few pigs. The ice cream truck is still a summertime staple, but many parents prefer to drive their kids to the frozen yogurt shop for a cool treat and pay by the pound for all the toppings that they add.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the ice
cream. I don't have a problem with the frozen yogurt thing. But
you can't compare night games to Minecraft. That kills me. That is not the same activity. So they're saying many of our kids are so used to constantly doing something that they truly feel the need to be entertained 24/7. Without meaning to, we have encouraged and contributed to our kids' inability to find something to occupy themselves.
Yeah. So is it our fault? So I agree with the observations about moms complaining that their children are bored, says Dr. Fran Walfish, a child and family psychotherapist and author of The Self-Aware Parent. I also agree that the moms are clueless to the fact that they participated in raising kids who expect to be entertained and occupied at all times. Many of these moms got themselves into the habit of constantly providing entertainment or stimulating activities for their children as they grew.
And they're blaming also that now that we have the internet, there's every philosophy on parenting under the sun is on the internet. So you're seeing all these things like...
We're bombarded.
What is a barrage?
A barrage is a bunch of... It's a like firing a bunch of stuff at the same time. That's a barrage.
Yeah, it's the same. That's right then.
But I was saying a bombarded.
Or barraged.
By everybody's opinions on how to be a parent and
how to play and how and they said now
you're even getting ours.
Yeah, but they also say that they're saying that there should be a higher level to kids playing than just playing. Like there should be education and
nope.
Like they need to be doing something more than just playing.
I say just throw them outside and throw some dirt on them.
I know. What's more educational than dirt?
Nothing. So, and then there's part of it that talks about how technology doesn't hurt. It does hurt the situation because kids are constantly engulfed in technology.
And they don't use their own imagination.
But they also do say that you know, we can't live our lives in this, the world we live nowadays, by not having technology. So you need to find a healthy balance. But they also say you need to find a healthy balance for the adults too, because it's the adults that are setting the example for kids.
Right.
So, and then, so if the parents are, if you're constantly, you know, on your phone, checking social media or doing whatever, or, you know, watching a, something on your iPad, then your kids, that's what they want to do with their time too. Because they're like, hey, you know, I'm bored, so let's do that, you know, instead of going out and doing something.
Yeah. In another article we read, they said a lot of the problem is it's the parents who feel bored. That they feel bored, so they want to go out and do something. And so it was talking about how even adults need to learn how to self-entertain without having to go out and spend money or get on your electronics. So it's kind of interesting.
So, but one thing I loved at the... we can go into it. But this article that we read, it gives advice for different age groups on how to turn it around. So toddlers, school-aged kids, and teens and tweens. So for toddlers, it just talks about kind of like conditioning them. So at first, you know, gather them around a bunch of toys and play with them at first, but then say, you know, mommy and daddy are gonna, or mommy or daddy, or if you're both there, you know, gonna go do something for a couple minutes, then we'll come back. But then come back at 2 minutes when you said, and then just increase that time of you being away. And eventually your child will get to the point where they're just entertaining themselves.
Yeah, and they're saying with toddlers, you really do have to teach them how to play. Like, they're not going to know. You can't throw blocks at them and that they'll automatically know.
You can't be like, build a tower. You know, you have to like show them, this is how you build a tower.
Right. So with school-age kids, when your 7 or 8-year-old whines, I'm bored, you respond with genuine empathy and compassion.
I love this.
And say, great.
Great.
I'm bored. Great. It's good practice for you to be bored and find something to occupy yourself with.
Do.
I love that. We're saying we should do that next time our kids say
they're
bored.
Yeah, next time they're bored and they're like, I'm bored. I'd be like, great. Find something to do.
Or you're like, that's great, honey.
It's important to learn to be. But it is. And for adults, too, it's important to learn to be bored, because then you find something to do, or you understand that sometimes in life you're bored.
Yeah.
Whether you're at home or at work, you know, there's going to be points, like, I'll admit it. Sometimes I'm at work and I am bored. But, you know, I'm like, well, I got to do something to make sure I'm not bored. Let's, you know, pull up and start typing and something. And so it's just, it's a good skill to learn as.
Except you just said you got on technology when you're bored.
Well, that's all I can do at work. I can't go outside and play
and
in the dirt.
That's something for the example I was giving with the kids all sitting on the couch, is my immediate response when they were being so irritating was, ugh, I'm just going to turn on the TV.
Because you don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I just want, just whatever, watch a show. And that was really a hard struggle for me, because I realized, like they're saying, I am part of the problem, because I give in to
You're
their
enabling
boredom
them.
To be entertained all the time. And so I am, although I do have to say the funny thing is, so the boredom thing went on for, I guess Jay didn't lay on the couch until he got home. I forgot about this part. But all the kids came back inside, and I'm still reading. And all of a sudden, they end up, all of them, sitting behind the couch. And then I hear them laughing and playing. And then they start chasing each other. And then we have in our kitchen, we have like an island. And on the front of the island is one cabinet door. And then on the other side is all the other cabinet doors. We've lived in this house for over a year. And that day when they were all bored, for the first time ever, for some reason, one of them thought, let's climb in there. And so they all climbed in the cabinet and went through the other side. And then it turned into like a fun game. And they did that. That's what they did until he got home. And I was like, how sad that you've been on your tech for an entire year that you didn't even notice there's a hole, a clammy hole in our house, a cool hidey spot.
Why is this hole here?
So it's, to me, it's just like, I do need to be better about giving them personal playtime.
Yeah. And, but the last part is about teens and tweens, and it, once again, it goes about the parents setting the good example for your teens and tweens, but also to maybe as a teen or tween, you need to provide them with maybe, introduce them to a new hobby where they occupy themselves with that. So whether that's Yeah, I like how they say knitting.
Knitting is trendy right now.
I guess. Baking, writing, photography, or drawing, or something like that. So encourage that as a time filler rather than them using tech as a time filler.
Yeah, and they said at the time, by the time your kids hit tween and teenage, their free time habits are pretty much like
ingrained.
Yeah. So if you've spent their entire childhood filling their time, they're going to...
expect that.
Yeah, expect that as teenagers. So start now. Change now.
That's right.
That's our parenting expertise right there.
That's right. So thank you for listening to the Con Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes, and until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.